is Senator Al Simpson. While his jamming keeps U.S. signals from reaching Cuba, Castro has built up a new spy rig that picks up your private phone calls. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, while Castro goes on jamming, most folks don't know that he is much more interested in some other kinds of electronic signals that bounce into Cuba, but these he wants. With the aid of the Soviets, Castro has expanded a new facility that monitors, processes, and analyzes American communications coming in from over 100 satellites. It is so slick that it can intercept and listen in to any telephone call carried on satellite through the entire Southeast U.S. Ted, this is not just our military secrets at stake, but our privileged business and commercial talk. If Castro jams our TV signals, maybe we should jam up his new listening post. But you always stick up for the bearded boob, the last of the commies. Where are you, Ted?
Congratulations, Al. You've reinvented a nice little wheel. You've discovered the oldest open secret of the Cold War. The United States and the Soviet Union spy on each other. For years, as part of intelligence operations, we've ringed the Soviet Union with U.S. listening posts to eavesdrop on Soviet communications and gain information to protect our national security. The Soviets do the same to us. The place you're talking about in Cuba is one of their principal intelligence gathering sites. It's called Lourdes, and 2,100 Soviet technicians are stationed at the site to run it. It's a highly technical and very sophisticated Soviet, not Cuban, operation. If we had the ability to jam it, we'd have done so. Now that the Cold War is over, Al, a more realistic solution is that Gorbachev will tire of propping Cuba up and bring his intrusive eavesdroppers and mail readers home. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on historic legislation to help 43 million Americans with disabilities. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.